When you're stressed out, or angry, or irritable, or in pain, here's what happens. You end up making bad choices. You end up, in the heat of the moment, making bad decisions. It's as though when you're under pressure, your capacity to make the right choices is impaired. No doubt you can look back on your life at some of the decisions you've made under pressure, and with the benefit of hindsight, you know they were just bad. How could I have chosen to do that? And then, of course, you had to live through the consequences of those choices. It's happened to all of us, and I, for one, don't want to go there again. At my age, I've suffered through the consequences of enough bad decisions not to ever want to go there again. When we're under pressure, when we're stressed out, what we need is a circuit breaker, something that'll help us to be in a better frame of mind so that we can make better choices. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. We pray that God himself, the God of peace, will make you pure, belonging only to him. We pray that your whole spirit, soul, and body will be kept safe and be blameless when our Lord Jesus Christ comes. See, God himself is the God of peace. At a fearful and dangerous time, at a time when his disciples feared for their very lives, Jesus said this to them in John chapter 14, verse 27, I leave you peace. It is my own peace that I give to you. I give you peace in a different way than the world does. So don't be troubled. Don't be afraid. There's something that happens to you when in time of trouble, God pours his peace out over your spirit, soul, and body. When in the midst of the turmoil, the peace of God fills your heart, stills your soul, calms your body. When that happens, your ability to make good decisions, which, yes, had been impaired by the pressure you were under, somehow kicks back into action. Never make rash decisions when you're under pressure, when your emotions are all over the place, when your decision-making ability is impaired. First, go to God. Pour your heart out to him and let him pour his peace out over you. It makes for much better choices and a much better life. That's God's word, fresh for you today.